Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Steve McKee is back. That's right. Our good buddy Steve McKee, the president of McKee Wallwork and Company, the author of When Growth Stalls. His new book is called Power Branding, which is coming out in just any minute now. Steve is... His company has been recognized as one of the fastest growing in the galaxy, and he's got a column, a regular long running column in Bloomberg Business Week, and he's our good friend Steve McKee. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be here, Jim. Thanks.
Good to have you back. Congratulations on the new book.
Thank you.
It's coming out in January, right?
January 7th is the official launch.
So that means they can pre-order right now, can't they?
Powerbrandingbook.com. That's the place.
Powerbrandingbook.com. So give us a peek into the essence of what this book is all about.
This is a fun book. It's both a resource, which sounds kind of heavy and weighty, and a lot of fun. What Power Branding is there are 75 very short chapters. They're almost like a little devotional or inspirational mm-hmm. thing, but each chapter takes what a famous brand, you know, the brands with all the money,
right,
the big ones,
right,
takes what one of them did and draws out a principle from it. And I call them power branding principles. And
is this like McKee fables instead of Aesop's fables? Is that what?
Yeah, except not fables, some of them. it's a principle that anybody can use. And I wrote the book not only for, you know, big businesses to learn from, but any business of any size, and you know how I feel about small business,
right,
can draw upon these principles and apply them to their own business. And so it's a great read, I think, and it's also a great reference guide.
Well, I'm looking forward to my audience having access to it. That's coming up the first week of January. So let's look into inside. Give us an example. Take us through a chapter or two.
Okay. Well, the book is divided into five sections. It follows what we call the Journalist Six, and the sections are who, what, how, where, and when, and then I have a section called Whoops, which is for mistakes. And each chapter deals with a different aspect of branding, like who it is that you're targeting, why you have to narrow mm-hmm. your target audience and find the people who really love you.
What's an example of a success story?
Yeah, I have a chapter in there of Zappos, which now is they were acquired by Amazon. It's turned into a huge company, but it started very small and grew very quickly because Zappos found a way to find out who really loves them when they were little,
right,
and target more of those people. And that's one of the power branding principles, is don't look for strangers to do business with. Look at the people who already love you, figure out why they love you, and find more of them.
Boy, this is classic small business. That if there ever was a small business principle to live by, that's it, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. There's always more.
Well, a state bank trade group leader, president one time, told me that if his members would just take care of all the requirements, all the financial requirements of their existing customers, if they just look after those people, the people they already know about, they wouldn't need a new customer for 5 years.
I was talking with a company the other day that is still a small company, consumer packaged goods company, and they have about 200 products.
Uh-huh.
And they said their average customer buys 2.1 of their products. And where's the secret of growth for those guys, right?
Yeah, exactly. But and think about that. And let me tell you what else. I bet you $100 that if you ask every one of their customers what they sold, they probably couldn't come up with more than 5 or 6.
No, they probably couldn't.
Or those 200.
We take a lot of credit.
How many times has a customer said, "I didn't know you had that"?
You bet. Happens
all the time. And who should be indicted for that, Steve? Right? Us. We should be, right?
We should be.
Yeah.
We should be. Yeah. But that's why you and I do what we do.
So Zappos found out who loves you. Did they make a mistake? What was their whoops?
Oh, Zappos. I don't have a whoops for Zappos. Maybe down in the long run that. they will have made a mistake by selling out, because, you know, they're a company that's totally driven by culture.
Yeah.
And often when you merge or get acquired, your culture
changes. It'll be interesting. I'm not a customer of Zappos, but I know people who do, and you probably do too, Steve.
Yeah.
And it's mostly the person I work for. But it would be interesting to see if their service level, if their culture has changed since they've been bought out. That would be an oops story, wouldn't it?
It's possibly. Definitely something to look at over
potentially,
time.
Yeah. All right.
I can give you an example of an oops that a small company did, which is very common. It's in a chapter I call Nobody Likes a Bully. And it was a small restaurant, very, very small restaurant. You might call it a chain. They had a few locations. And they got a little sure and full of themselves, and they started to take on one of the big national players in their advertising.
Uh-oh.
And they got squashed, and they're out of business today because of that.
What did they do? What did they try to do?
Well, they mocked
their competitor.
They
try to compete with them on price or something, or?
No, actually, they mocked their competitor in television advertisements.
Oh.
And they were very funny, and they were very charming, if you will, if you're rooting for David. But you don't want to, Goliath can be felled, but only with the exact right blow. You don't want to wake him up from a nice nap.
Right. Yeah, yeah. So they weren't happy just to coexist and get. Do you think that they thought that they could take market share with this strategy?
Yeah, I think they did. I think it's not uncommon for a small company that has success to get kind of cocky, if you will.
Yeah.
And you got to be really, really careful. People always cite the Pepsi challenge, and that's fine, but Pepsi was a huge company even then.
Coke. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Coke couldn't put them out of business.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, ego and borrowed money makes a Molotov cocktail.
Yes,
that
it does.
That will take you down, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, you got to be careful about that. So that's a good oops example and a good lesson, for everybody. What's I got time for one more quick one.
One more quick one. Well, the one of the themes of the book is a chapter I call Branding is Everything, and it just points out how there isn't anything you do that doesn't communicate something about your company. So don't think about branding as a department or the marketing department. It's a philosophy. It's really a way of doing business. And the best
you don't carry branding in your hand or in a box. You put it on, don't you?
You are it. You are it.
Yeah,
really.
It's you. Give us a website, Steve.
The website is powerbrandingbook.com. If you order, if you pre-order the book, you get a signed copy.
All right.
So we'd encourage everybody to go there today, powerbrandingbook.com.
And in Steve's case, that means the price, if you sell it on eBay, it means the price will go up with his signature.
I'm not sure the facts back you up, but we'll take it.
Steve McKee, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, I'm going to ask Steve, how has branding changed in the second decade of the 21st century? 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.